today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and joining me on the podcast today is Eric Cully. How are you, Eric?
I am great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, mate. So we've got some funny ones for you today on the podcast.
So we've got some wild stories today.
I know you're a big Sydney Sweeney fan.
She's pretty.
Ain't we all?
Who's not a Sydney Sweeney fan?
Well, one person, actually.
Well, that's true. We found the one person.
A top Hollywood executive, a producer of some of the shows you'll know, said that Sydney Sweeney is not pretty and she can't act.
That is a hot take.
It really is. I thought we had all agreed on Sydney Sweeney can do no wrong.
Yeah, she's the go-to girl now. She's the it girl.
I guess not.
Guess not.
Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, he has just been given the green light to go on tour with her. This is despite the fact that, like, he's a sex offender.
Oh, has he gotten the green light yet?
He has gotten the green light.
I knew he had asked for it.
Breaking news.
All right, breaking news.
Breaking news, he got the green light, despite the fact that he's currently serving probation because he didn't register it as a sex offender, and the fact that he was a sex offender in the first place.
Right.
But now he's going on a world tour.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, great for him.
Yeah.
Our Almost News. God.
This is the weirdest thing.
This is the weirdest story we may ever do.
Possibly.
Possibly. And it's kind of funny and kind of...
It involves a corpse.
It involved as a corpse. Stay tuned for that one. But to begin with, Kanye West and Bianca Censori are Disney adults.
Yeah, that's the shocking thing here. So Kanye and Bianca go to Disney. No kids with them.
No kids.
None of his kids. It's just the two of them.
And they're dressed less provocative than usual, but also Bianca's not wearing too much. She's got like a beige bodysuit she's got a bit of covering over her privates.
It's still a weird outfit. It's not as, you know, explicit and shocking as what she normally goes out in, but it's like some sort of weird little bodysuit with like a towel or something, like a flap over the front tied to it. And she's got bandages on her feet.
Yeah, no shoes.
Yeah, like not like she's like, oh, I've hurt myself and have a bandage. Like that is her shoes.
Yeah, it's like Kanye in the SUV over, just got a bandage and wrapped it around her feet a few times, and that was her footwear. Because Disney, I looked it up, Disney does have like dress codes saying you got to wear shoes.
So they probably realized on the way over, like, because she usually goes barefoot.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we can't just walk around. Who wants to be barefoot in Disney also?
Oh, how many used Band-Aids would he sit at?
Oh, some little kid throws up. Gross.
But yeah, it's just, I was surprised to see them both just there. They're on like the carousel. Like,
yeah.
What are they, why?
And Kanye, it's the happiest place on earth. Kanye doesn't look happy. He never looks happy.
Nah.
He just kind of like, we have some videos, some fans are like, yay, Kanye. And he just ignored them and was like, meh.
Do you think they were just bored and like, what are we going to do today? And it was one of the first things that popped into their heads?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure what was going on.
Bizarre. Yeah. And Lisa, like, she's covered. I mean, she's appropriate for Disney, I guess. There's still some side boob, but whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. But it's still a weird outfit.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, they were holding hands, smiling, walking around. They went to the Star Wars experience. They had a couple friends with them.
Yeah, just maybe Kanye just loves Disney.
I guess we've seen him there. We've seen the Kardashians there in the past, but obviously when they have the kids,
which makes sense.
And I, you know, there are Disney adults, you know, each to their own.
And maybe Bianca, you know, she's Australian. Maybe she's never been to Disneyland. Maybe she's like, let's go do that. I've lived here for a while now. Never been. Let's go.
That's it. That's got to be it.
Got to be, right?
I mean, is there any other reasonable explanation?
No. But is there any explanation for anything Kanye does?
No.
It's just like, well, okay, that's what he's doing right now.
And he's always dressed in like the comfiest sort of lounge clothes every time. Now he's wearing an all-white outfit, but with nothing else on it. He's always just dressed down, and she's dressed like bizarre. But I guess that's their thing.
It's like its own attraction at Disney. It's like, hey, oh, there's Cinderella's castle. There's Kanye and Bianca.
Kids. I mean, if you're from out of town and you come to LA, go to Disneyland, and you see Kanye and Bianca, you're pretty stoked.
And is that the last person you think you'd see?
Yes. Yes. Kanye West, like, it does not go with the happiest place on earth. He's like the most grumpiest. I mean, I don't know. He's just like, you don't see him smiling and having a great time. He's just like...
You know, Walt Disney had some issues with Jews.
So. Oh,
maybe that was it.
That might have been it. He might have learned about it. You know, you can go through in those cartoons and there's all this hidden, like, oh, that's a hidden swastika or something like that in the sky.
Maybe he was, I don't know.
Maybe he was Googling, let's get ourselves to Disneyland.
Good for them.
Okay, on to our next story. Apparently, Sydney Sweeney is not pretty and she can't act. So claims a top Hollywood producer. Her name is Carol Baum. She did Buffy.
Yeah, she Buffy, Father of the Bride, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. A lot of big movies and TV shows. She was doing a screening for her movie Dead Ringer from 1988. And she asked the students there, like, what's the deal with Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah.
She says she's not pretty. She can't act. I don't get Sydney Sweeney.
And she then says that when she posed this question to her class, they couldn't give her a satisfactory answer.
It's objective. How do you answer that?
I mean, you could put your hands up and say she's got big boobs. like, why couldn't you get it?
She is pretty, but even if you think she's not conventionally pretty, I don't know whatever her issue is, but there's a sex appeal about her undeniably. Like, that's her whole thing.
Right.
The whole sexy, like, from Euphoria and White Lotus, that's her thing.
Yeah.
And she, to say that she can't act, I mean, you know, she's not Meryl Streep, maybe, but she's gotten a couple of Emmy nominations. Clearly, she's good enough.
Like, yeah, I mean, she's great in Euphoria.
Yeah, like, she's gotten awards nominations. People like her. It was a weird shot to take.
It really was. Well, this Carol Baum, the reason she posed the question is because she was on a flight and she decided to stream Anyone But You to see what all the fuss is about. She was not impressed by the movie. But I mean, the movie's getting mixed reviews. You can understand, like, this, you know, old lady.
That's all she knows her for, I guess maybe that's it.
But to say she's not pretty is almost like a step too far. You know what I mean? Because do we tell people they're not pretty anymore? Or do we like?
I don't know. It's kind of mean for no reason.
It's kind of mean. And if you don't find her appealing, that's fine. But you got to acknowledge that a lot of people do.
And
you know?
And why did they even bring her up? Like, they were talking about her movie from 1988, which is before Sydney Sweeney was even born. Like, how did she come into the?
It's because she just, this Carol does not get the fascination, does not understand the fascination. And
yeah, she said that Anyone But You was unwatchable.
Yeah.
You know, but this the thing that tells you everything you need to know about Hollywood, this woman says she's not pretty, she can't act, her movies are unwatchable. I would definitely work with her because she'll get a movie greenlit.
She did say that. She did say, but she wouldn't rule out a project with Sydney Sweeney. We all want to get the movie made, and whoever walks away from a green light, no one I know would do that.
Your job is to get the movie made. So it's like, I don't think you're talented, I don't think you're pretty, but I want to work with you because you get butts in seats.
I wonder if Sydney Sweeney will respond. Probably not.
Probably her response would probably be, who?
Exactly.
and legitimately, not like even petty, like, no, actually, who is this?
Right. Absolutely. Hey, speaking of petty.
Ah, nice segue.
Kenneth Petty, Nicki Minaj's husband. Well, he was begging the court that they'd let him go on tour, a whole big European 3-month tour with Nicki Minaj. He was begging them and they relented and said, sure, you can go, you know, check in with your probation officer, make sure you check in when you get back.
He's going to watch their son.
He said.
He probably is.
He probably is?
I would think so.
Yeah, so that was his big reason. He said, look, we need childcare. I'm not going on this tour for fun, I promise. I'm going on this tour for childcare. They have a 3-year-old boy, I believe. And so the judge, in the end, said, okay, the probation officer said that I don't have any issue with it either. So he gets to go on this tour with her, which is something that normally in someone in his position would not get to do.
Right. And I kind of get why they would let him go. So he's on probation because he failed to register as a sex offender in 2020 when he moved to California. He's been registered as a sex offender for an attempted rape back in the 90s when he was a teenager. The thing is, honestly, like, when you let people travel under probation, the issue is, are they a flight risk?
Right.
He is not.
Because
he's coming back. We know where he is. And also, the main thing of all, he's not going to do anything. Forget the courts, he has to deal with Nicki Minaj if he does something wrong.
True.
You don't want to deal with Nicki Minaj if you do something wrong. So he will be on his best behavior.
Judging by her diss tracks, she's like, she'll hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Like, she's like the most honest, maybe, or raw and upfront and direct rapper, male or female,
absolutely,
out there right now.
Yeah, and so he's there with their kid. What is he going to do?
Right.
I don't think he's going to assault anybody. I don't think he's going to try and take off and flee, whatever. He'll go, he'll watch the kid, he'll come back.
It'll be a good time for him, though. Because they're going, like, all around Canada, starting with Sweden, Denmark, Germany, France, UK, Austria, Ireland, Switzerland, Romania.
I mean, that sounds nice.
For three months.
But it's a tour, so it's a lot of going, setting up, sound check. He'll be watching the kid during the show. It's not like a full fun time vacation.
I think you hire a nanny as well.
Probably.
They'll probably have a nanny for like extra help, and he'll just be off like enjoying the sights and sounds of Austria. Get me a schnitzel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet he'll have like some say so now in like where future tours of hers go. Like, hey.
Based on where he wants to go.
Yeah. Could he travel to Australia, New Zealand next?
Because the judge let him go once.
Yeah.
And if he comes back in July, everything's fine, then he can be like, Nicki, book some shows here. I need to get out of the country.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, it's the only way he could leave.
All right. On to our almost new segment, which is just so bizarre. All right, so get this. A woman has been arrested after wheeling her uncle's corpse into a bank to try to sign off on a loan for her.
It was like Weekend at Bernie's. She's pretending he's not dead.
There's video of this, by the way.
Video of it. It's this dead man in this wheelchair, and she's holding his head up the whole time, because there's one part where she moves her hand and his head slumps over.
Right.
Because he's dead. And she's like trying to talk to him, like, Uncle, you have to sign this.
Oh my God. It's just so funny. She puts a pen between his fingers.
I know.
To sign off on the loan as his head is like falling.
And he's very pale. I don't know how long he's been dead. And the reason that there's video of this is not security footage, like from a camera or something. The people at the bank started filming because they're like,
oh, is that right?
They're like, what is this? This man is dead.
Right.
Like, she wasn't fooling anyone.
I mean, his face is blurred, but I imagine he must have some sunglasses on or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. How do you keep his mouth from not going agape?
I don't know. But then she pretended to talk to him. So she's trying to act like he was responding to her.
moving his mouth?
And they're like, and the people at the bank were like, he's very pale. And she's like, oh, he's just like that.
Yeah, exactly. She said to her uncle, sign here. Stop giving me a headache.
Yeah.
Met with silence. And the bank teller said, I don't think this is legal. I don't think this is legal. And she goes, hey, uncle, you don't look very well, people are saying. I can take you to hospital if you need.
Yeah, he doesn't need a hospital. He needs a morgue. He needs a coroner.
I know. So, I mean, I don't know how she thought she'd get away with this. She was only looking for a bit over $3,000.
Yeah.
Isn't that much?
And I go to that much effort to wheel your. And honestly, is it even? Do we know it's actually her uncle?
I think they've confirmed that it's her uncle. Apparently, he died hours early when they were gonna go to the bank anyway.
Oh, that's what the story is.
She was not only his niece but his carer as well.
Yeah.
So maybe he makes the checks out to her and she funds his. But I don't know.
But then you wonder how long this might have been going on, even before he died, because even if he had not been dead, say he's just out of it because he's old and whatever, you still can't wheel somebody like that into a bank and sign with like holding their hand and sign stuff.
No.
That's as the bank teller said, like, I don't think this is legal. Even if he was still alive, that's not, you can't do that.
What goes through your head when your uncle dies and you're like, man, I really need that cash.
I need to cash in before I drop him off at the funeral home.
Put him in a wheelchair.
And then you got to pay for his funeral.
Yeah.
That's going to cost.
That's what she should say. She should say, I just needed the money for the funeral.
I needed him to get money for his own funeral.
Yeah. Maybe. But just such a bizarre story.
And to think you get away with it. Yeah, it's
bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. Okay, Eric. Thank you very much for joining me today, mate.
Corpses today.
And we'll listen to your Get Us to the Hook.
Get to the Hook podcast.
Get to the Hook. That's the second time I've mispronounced podcast.
Charles and I host that.
Get to the Hook podcast. Okay, very good, mate. Like and subscribe to the TMZ podcast if you can. And we'll see you guys here tomorrow. Goodbye.